Let's talk about Jeb and Iwa and their The Fibonacci Encounters Pie.
Goodbye, sweet pie. But Venus left on the timer. I can't wait to devour you, sweet pie. 1800 calories. That make me feel the worry.
One minute free, forget the seat.
Weakness, let me go somewhere new. If I don't calculate on you.
A song about eating pie, and I like pie. I like Jeb's accent. I like Iwa's accent too. And I think this is a lot more fun and interesting than their last track, so it seems like they've taken some feedback about their last track and tried to do something a little more upbeat, so good job there. I kind of like the meta, is this okay? At the end, where they're like, yeah, this is fine. Let's just end the song here. It kind of adds that, I know that Ryan probably doesn't feel that way, but it adds a little bit of spontaneity to the end of the song, which I kind of like. But yeah, I thought this was a fun song about pie.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of surreal-ish. At least it kind of started out a little surreal and theatric. Like, I can imagine it being a part of a musical, you know, so it's got that kind of theatrical sort of aspect to it, I thought. I'm not sure I totally got the song, but there's plenty in there to enjoy. And I thought it kind of took a while to find its groove, but it ended on a high note there. I thought it just really ended well because, like, everything kind of came together by the end. It started out sparse and then it built up and so it was fine. I'm not going to say for sure that I'm going to download it and have it on my playlist, but it worked well.
This was another one of the songs that took on math and math sequences. I liked the numbers and the wordplay in it, but the musical chord progressions, it kind of fit the sequence, but they were kind of hard to listen to. The way it's like jumping around because of the sequence, it made sense as part of the song, but I didn't replay this one a lot.